Justin Garcia hit a solo home run for the Joliet Slammers with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning to defeat the Thunderbolts 3-2 at Joliet Route 66 Stadium Sunday afternoon. Will Landsheff got the start for the Thunderbolts and continued a strong trend as he pitched five shutout innings, the eighth straight game that a Windy City starter has allowed two runs or fewer. The offense gave him some early support with a run in the second inning. With Tyler Straub at third and Darius Day at second and two outs, Ronnie Healy stood at the plate.
1-0. Healy, broken bat, blooper out to right field. It drops in for a hit. Straub scores. Darius Day tries to score. The throw from right field has him beat. Darius Day is out at the plate. The inning is over, but it's an RBI single for Ronnie Healy. His first pro hit gives the Thunderbolts a 1-0 lead.
The Bolts doubled their lead in the fifth as Blair Beck stood at second base with two outs when Riley Crane singled him home. Windy City was not able to extend their lead as they stranded a runner at third base in four of the first six innings. Joliet got their offense rolling against the Thunderbolts bullpen in the sixth. With Andrew Cohen making his season debut on the mound, Chaz Meadows singled and Trenton Hill walked. Both men stole a base, setting up Thompson's two-out, two-run single that tied the score. The game remained 2-2 into the ninth until Justin Garcia changed things.
Garcia hits it in the air, out to right field and deep. Blair Beck back at the warning track, at the wall. He jumps, and it's gone. Justin Garcia wins the game for the Joliet Slammers. It's the first home run allowed by Thunderbolts pitching all year.
Keegan Long threw two perfect innings out of the Slammers' bullpen for the win, while Jack Anderson gave up the ninth inning run to take his first loss. The Thunderbolts return home on Tuesday to start a three-game series with the Evansville Otters. Zach Westcott will look for his first win on the mound for the Bolts. First pitch from Standard Bank Stadium is slated for 7:05 p.m., and all tickets will be just $2 for a $2 ticket Tuesday. Fans not in attendance can hear the broadcast through WCThunderbolts.com.